The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Yesterday and goodbye the day before. Good morning and goodbye. You say hello. Well, you say goodbye and I say hello. Good morning. It's Thursday, the 23rd morning of September 2021. Nice day, warm and dry in 83. Tomorrow, 78. And Friday weekend looks great, but the big day will be Sunday. The MC1 honor run and it leaves in Columbine High School. We were talking last night. We were at a meeting and we'll be there even earlier than I thought. I will be there earlier. And coming up on the radio show, Frank DeAngelis is going to be with us and Crystal Baldwin, and then Sheriff Mark Lamb's on the show. 710 KNUS, thank you for being here. The good news of the morning is Joe Biden's approval rating sunk to 43%, the lowest of his presidency, and 6 points below Vice President Kamala Harris. So, like, just when you thought it was safe to go back in the water, Joe Biden scores below Kamala Harris. Locally, we're talking about Tay Anderson, but always the litmus test of the Republican Party that seems to bring out just the best in the folks who want to send us messages. Before we deep dive, Stephen waited. He was a good caller, and we had to put him on hold because we ran out of time. So, Stephen, you're back on the air, and go ahead and have at it again. Welcome back.
Well, thank you. I just on Lindell, the entire Republican apparatus in Alabama says he's out to lunch. So it's just inexplicable why he's going there.
Well, he's become the will-o'-the-wisp. He has become this, you know, Karl Marx, the opening line in the manifesto. And I think, you know, how I think, but, and he says there's a specter haunting Europe. You know, a ghost is haunting Europe, in the words of Marx. And the ghost, of course, is, you know, when he and he's not even, of course, it's not called Marxism, but it's, you know, the people from the commune, which is communists. And there's a specter haunting America, and it's really Mike Lindell. But Lindell is now become a circus act. And the insanity in the Corn Palace and his Arizona flips and his he comes up with the Bakers and now this crazy stuff in Alabama, and he's going to lose his load. I mean, you can just count on this. No, I mean, I'm seriously. I mean, he has become. But what's interesting is when we speak about him, I'm getting all these. You know, he's a Christian, and you're a, you know, a dirtball, and I'm being kind to myself. But and this belief, and it goes back to what we talked about in the first hour, is I will believe in the Shroud of Turin. Moses is a real guy. You know, all these kinds of things, which are evidentially not true. So, but, you know, there's a story of Lord Byron holding a straw over the side of the boat to see if a drowning man will grasp it. Byron was alleged to be that cruel. That's this, that Lindell will hold the straw over the side of the boat, and people like the people who send messages to the show or people who do shows will grasp the straw. And it's sad.
You know, they have an audience. There's an audience for the madness. There's anti-vax madness. There's an audience for the big lie madness.
Well, always is. I mean, but it's run through the country before. I mean, it's witch hunting at its best. It's McCarthyism to a degree. It's Walter Winchell. It's, you know, it's all happened before. And the, I don't know, the gift of being an old guy and reader and listener, that you see it. You see that we mentioned in the first hour, there is nothing new. All things are repetitive. And if you read Old Testament or the Quran, or you read or Torah, if you read Shakespeare, comedies and tragedies, Greek comedies and tragedies, you, Trevor Roper, H.A.P. Taylor, you know, the Durants, read the historians who talk about themes and epochs, and read Karl Marx. It all is going to lead you to the truth. And this insanity with this Tina Peters woman, she's now the Joan of Arc of the church. She's a whack job. She was hidden out by Lindell. And there are people that I used to, you know, and I'm thinking, God, you're supporting this? It's crazy. So, but it all leads to Donald Trump won. And that, Stephen, is going to be the test. And I'm told by a reliable source, I don't know this, so please, that Heidi Grinnell could not or would not answer the question, did Trump win? Well, if she can't do that.
I read that.
Yeah, I did too. And I was actually somebody that's high in the Republican Party who called me at home, told me that. And so,
don't you think maybe they want to get an answer for that before they go out there?
And they want that answer not from the Democrats. They want that from the Republicans. We talk about how the Democratic Party is really, it's not run by Nancy Pelosi. It's being run by Ocasio-Cortez and Mullah Omar and Representative Omar, she wants to be called. They're running. It's like why Tay Anderson will survive, because the politics of Tay Anderson is what is really driving the Democratic Party of Denver. I'm serious, it's a heart attack. So he's a made guy. He'll survive. But it's the crazies on the inside of the Republican Party who fear Trump or buy the lie. They're running the party. So anybody who is going to challenge Polis or challenge Bennett or challenge anybody is first of all going to have to pass the litmus test. Did Trump win? And if they can't answer in the affirmative, they'll get ripped by the werewolves. If they answer in the negative, they will be fanged by the vampires. And Donald Trump has done this to this party. It's the truth. It's dangerous. But it's back to McCarthyism. I don't know if you've, I'm sure you've read about what Joe McCarthy did to the Republican Party. This is worse. Because at least there were some people that stood against Joe McCarthy.
I could keep one thing, and it, you know, there's a phrase, you've been reading my mail, but I watched the Ali special, and I'm a huge junkie. Two little things. I don't know if you saw the part two, but on Ken Burns.
I did.
There's two segments in there that I thought were particularly amusing. One is when he came back to fight. There was Lester Maddox down there in Georgia.
I saw that. Standing behind him in the back. I did see that. Yeah.
And the other one was, you know, Ernie Terrell refused to call him by his name.
That's right.
And Lord, did he take a beating. I mean.
Oh. You remember who Ernie Terrell's sister was? Do you remember that?
Was that the one that Marvin Gaye?
Tammy Terrell. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was Tammy Terrell. And there's all kinds of stories. And then Cleveland Big Cat Williams, because they showed the cat.
Oh, yeah.
And he had been stabbed. And Cleveland Williams, the people that knew fighting said Cleveland Williams was, you know. But I saw the – and I went – I came home last night from the meeting, and I caught the final half an hour of it. And then I watched the – I mean, it's a heartbreak documentary. And in the end, when his daughters are talking and you see that final picture of him – sitting in the chair by himself, and that's, you know, that's that man. Wow.
And it's remarkable the way the country hated him and then eventually totally embraced him.
And knew the eventuality. It's like the talk show gold moment of this morning is George Bush will fundraise for Liz Cheney. That's beauty. I mean, that's like, and in the end, I remember when he came out on the Olympics and lit the torch and he was shaking so badly, but. And I loved, I don't know which one of those sports writers has said, had he quit after the Rumble in the Jungle, and he quit after the Foreman fight. But he didn't. He couldn't quit. He couldn't leave it alone.
No. Well, you have a great day. And
thanks, man.
Continued success, my man.
You too, brother man. Thank you very much. John, you're on the radio show. Good morning. And what, in Oklahoma?
You got it, brother. You got it. I'm from St. Louis. This is where I'm at right now. It's a great town. Great place to be right now. So, yeah. Hey, I was going to interject into the conversation. I agree. I am not a Mike Lindell and Sidney Powell. I voted for Trump. I support.
I did too.
What he did. Yeah, we agree on that. What I've not heard really injected into the conversation anywhere is it is not the machines. I agree. It's not Dominion. It's not Smartmatic. Mm. We could run the list here. But there is a series that was done available on HBO Max called Kill Chain, and this is done with the Hillary Clinton outfall of having the election stolen here. And so
I know it. I know what you're talking about. Go ahead.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. And so it is not the machine. And if you look at 2017 Reuters, they did the Venezuelan vote there. Dominion was a part of that. They are.
No, come on. No, I know that's not, that doesn't hold up because they started out with that and that's not there. It's like.
So this is Dominion on record, though.
No, but
Dominion
listen,
on record.
Listen, it's that whole beginning, the Sidney Powell, Giuliani.
Peter, stop. I just told you up front. Let's not go on that path. That's a drumbeat. We're better than this. Let's have a discussion.
Okay, but let's not let's not go back to the machines. Don't go back to the machines because.
I'm not.
All right.
You won't let me finish.
All right, but it's not the machines.
It's not the machines. If you look, access to them is the problem. For 35 of 35 at a cyber symposium in Las Vegas.
Oh, come on.
Breaking into the machines and all 100% were able to go in and manipulate the data. On the output of it, it doesn't show.
Only if they're connected to, listen to me. John, no, can I finish? If they're connected to the internet, were those machines connected to the internet?
Some of them were, yes.
No, they were not.
You can also remotely.
At the symposium, they were. At the symposium, they were, but not in the election. I'm sorry.
You know 100% that they were.
They were not connected. No, look, Arizona verified it. Alabama just verified it again. I mean, listen to me.
There's three ways you can get to those.
Listen, nobody did it. It didn't happen. If you want to believe it, there's nothing I can do about that. But if you want to look at it, then there's a whole other world out there. When they connected those up in that symposium to make a demonstration, but in reality, they were not connected. That's what these lawsuits are about, and they're going to win these lawsuits. John, you know,
they're going to lose. I agree with you 100%.
Who's going to lose?
No, Sidney Powell and Lindell. They're going to go broke before they get there. I
Lindell,
agree 100%.
Lindell will, but Sidney Powell. Yep. Sidney Powell. Me and you have, you know, Sidney Powell and
I don't pay attention to them. I really don't.
But you should because they're the harbingers. They're the tips of the spear. They were the people who carried the lie initially.
Yeah, they're not the reason. They're not the reason that I have the view. And so I'm moving on. I'm not going to sit here and I'm not living in stolen election world. However, I'm purporting to saying if we don't fix what we have as a system, I do feel they're a suspect.
Anytime, you know, you get into a series of events, and I grew up, and I suspect you grew up.
Yep.
Going.
I'm 57.
The first time I voted, I went with my dad. We went to the elementary school that wasn't too far from the old man's house. And I told the story. I'm walking out of the gate of the mill, and my union representative, a guy named Lou Alio, and they go like this. And they hand you how to vote. That's it. And they were all Democrats, you know. And
I grew up in a similar town.
We went to this elementary school, and you know, you got in there and they had a little at the top of the click. And I was talking to somebody about this. I back connected a lot of guys I grew up with. And there was a switch and you could hit it and it went and it just clicked everything over to the Democrats. It was called the straight ticket. And then like a slot machine, you pulled this lever and you voted and the curtain went back. I never voted. I don't think I ever voted a paper ballot in my life until we got mail in.
Yeah.
Where's the first place you ever voted?
Oh, man, it was school. Yeah, it's way back machine, man. It was school.
No, and what was it
you
like?
You put the little stylus in there and you punch it. It's what I remember. And it was one of the hard things, you know.
Okay. But you went in and you closed the curtain, right?
You closed the curtain, a blue curtain. Let's be clear.
And you showed your ID and there was people at the table.
As it should be, yes.
Thank you. And I think it should be on one day.
I agree with you. I think it should be one day. Yep. We can have agreement. We should be one day.
Right. I agree.
And I support only a physical ballot, which
I do too.
A lot of Europeans are doing it. And that's all I'm saying. And so
and I
we agree.
Agree
on that.
No, I agree.
I differ on my view on 100%. I'll be very clear. I'm not on Powell. I'm not on those idiots there. I know you go over it length all the time. However, I do still stand that those machines are susceptible.
No, they're not. That was just it. They weren't unless you could.
Well, then you say they're bulletproof.
You can't use that term because nothing's bulletproof. But my point
is. That leaves it open for the possibility.
Oh, sure. But that doesn't. Look, you're talking about really millions of votes, and the audits have turned it all down. And, I finished all of those books. I'm going to start Peril. But, you know, Barr goes in, and now we have overwhelming evidence of emails, and these guys know that it's rigged in terms of they're rigging the lie. They're not lying the rig, and they're telling them. And they're going in and they're telling him, Mr. President, you lost. And he goes, no, I didn't lose. And I said, well, there's nothing here to, you know, and Barr goes in. And now Barr's the worst person in the world. Barr was very supportive of Donald Trump. And he goes in, he said, we can't find anything, and I'm paraphrasing, to substantiate this story.
Sure.
And, you know, next, Barr's gone. And if you read these books, and again, knowing a little bit about how publishing works, they vet these books left and right because they're not going to. I mean, I see Trump sued the New York Times and his niece, whatever her name is, for moving tax documents. And that's every one of these lawsuits has failed.
That's his business. He wants to do that.
No, but forget that for a second. Yeah. But every one of these lawsuits, and they're bringing them up in front of Republican appointed Donald Trump judges. And they say there's nothing. I mean, you have to come to terms with what is going to happen to your party if you're a Republican.
Yeah.
I mean,
hey, real quick.
Yeah, sure.
Can I do a part two with you, sir?
Oh, sure.
Regarding the vax, I've called you before. I've had COVID. I'm not vaxxed. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I'm a free choice kind of guy. I got immunity and recovered relatively soon, and that's fine. What I'm here to talk about, what I don't hear talked about is show me the money. The show me the money when two-thirds of Congress gets big pharma money.
That doesn't make it either.
And they're I won't say they're paid to be quiet, but I will say you can't tell me that influence when Pfizer gave $1.3 million to various candidates.
John,
a lot of
John,
Republican, by the way.
John, that's crazy.
It's on record.
That's crazy conspiracy stuff. Don't.
Wait a minute. So you say that Pfizer didn't donate to Congress?
Of course they did. But so did United Airlines, and so did you know, Salem Broadcasting, and so did iHeartMedia. I mean,
seven of the FDA have either Merck or Pfizer accounts.
That's a nothing burger. You're saying it, but you have to. Again, historians call, they have a term for something called the receipts. And here are the receipts. And one of the great things that Tancredo has always said about running for office: the minute you win, you begin to fundraise to win again. And it's one of the reasons, like Joe Biden splits. Every weekend he goes back to Delaware. Like the normal president, first-term guy, whether it's Trump or Obama or W, they stay because they're fundraising every weekend. And of course, Biden, I think, goes and gets shots, or he's got a body double or something. But one doesn't make the other. And
I'll accept the notion that I can't find a correlation, but I do find it interesting that nobody's covering. And then part two, where is the VARS report, the V-A-E-R-S? Which is supported from CDC. Nobody reports that as well.
But again, you're looking for the holes. And the bottom line is how about 98% of practicing physicians have all been vaxxed? Or 96?
How about PhDs don't want to get it either? And my physician didn't get it.
Well, but that doesn't make it. I mean, one doesn't make the other.
Neither does the physicians.
Well, why do they all have? Why have they all been vaxxed?
Not all of them have. Some of them are not taking.
There's a very small.
I
understand that, but why greater than 96 or 97% of practicing physicians? Why are they vaxxed? Because they're fools? Because they're part of the conspiracy? Why are all these people? Why are these people? Why are these people in hospital on respirators that have never been vaxxed at all? They're telling you something, and you know you're a smart man. I love this call. And, you know, it's like...
Oh, right, agree. We're talking. This is the kind of thing we should discuss. The other input is, on average, in 5 years, we have 30... This kind of thing, Billy's all over, I'm sure. 36 to 38 million flu cases past 5 years.
But
2020, there was 1,800.
But listen to me again. You're doing apples and ducks. What I'm saying to you is...
No?
Well, no, you are. COVID now has killed more people in this country than the great Spanish flu of 1918. Now, it's a bigger country, and if you know how to do statistics, but the raw numbers, we have now passed the Spanish flu number. Now, the country was smaller, the demographic who died of the flu, the Spanish flu, which is a COVID also, by the way, and how long it stayed. And as a little geeky reader, it probably stayed until after 1925. But what it eventually had done, it morphed itself into something that wasn't detrimental. But when it came back to this country, what they called the doughboys, when it came back as a variant that would rip everybody's head off.
Big fire. Yeah, big fire.
And it came again. And so this idea, well, the vax makes it change. No, this the Spanish flu variant changed maybe six times. And there was no vax. It just, that's what, and again, I have no business talking science because I have no skills, but that's what these little suckers, that's what these little suckers do. They change to adapt. And then maybe it's the reason why MERS disappeared, because MERS appeared, it was a badass, and then it did what these scientists and historians write, it went back into the reservoir. But it went to Montreal, and it came out of Hong Kong, and it seriously killed some people. And then it died.
Here's a question. Is this a vax or a therapeutic?
I don't know. You mean, you define it, whatever you want to do, because that gets into this semantics.
Neither you or I are scientists. I'm proposing that a vax would keep you from getting a disease, these seem to be more like a therapeutic.
No, well, listen, I've really done a really good long-time read on Jonas Salk. Even with those, 12 to 14% of kids still got polio, but he eliminated the 90 or the 89% of kids like me. That when we got, I mean, polio is not something is out there. We have measles and we have all these different things, and this is a variant that morphs. Polio didn't morph; it was polio. It didn't change into something to get around Salk or get around Sabin. This thing gets around. It's a mover and a groover. It changes because it's really just trying to survive, and that's all it's trying to do. And the way it survives is kill your ass and survive. It's not, yeah. And it's like
it seeks to take out weaknesses.
Well, look at Bill Phillips. Look at Stephen Tubbs. These are well. Look, I'm going to say something. The variant doesn't read press releases. It doesn't listen to politicians. Right. It doesn't just kill black people. It doesn't. I mean, all the stuff that's been politicized, and Trump didn't handle it well either. And then the people turned it on Trump, and it's like, but that's not what it's about.
I agree. So given that we have data for, I don't know, 18, 19 months now, something like that.
Yeah.
And so when you look at that, we now know it does target, to your point, using data I'm looking at here from 60 years and older in particular, and it really ramps up, as you know, when you get in the 70s here.
Yep.
You look at little kids, and I'm not going to deny that you have, when a kid dies, any kid, regardless of this, this virus, or excuse me, this thing that's going on.
That's a virus.
It's a virus, okay. This virus or anything, flu, nobody likes to see death. But the fact is, it's going to happen. And when you look at young kids, to give them a vax and all that, I 100% don't support
that's the
when
next
you look
argument.
At the older age groups, there is something to it. There's correlation. We now have CDC data that they put out and update weekly that you can look at. And so to keep rolling these things out, I don't support the younger age groups.
What I find interesting about this conversation is it's my, you know, it's the dark legend that you are inquisitive about. And almost you believe that this was taken from Trump, and at the same time you believe these things about the vax. What I found, and this is what's going to happen to the Republican Party. I'm not throwing rocks at you.
Well, no, wait a minute. You're jumping across.
I'm not hanging it on you. But the way you questioned the outcome of the election is, you define yourself. But and then you're also defining whatever the shot can be called. But this is going to be the destructive moment. And I know you don't live here, but this is going to, and I'll give you the last comment. This is going to be the destructive element inside the Republican Party in the state of Colorado, which will lead to a bunch of Democrats either getting new jobs or keeping the jobs they have. Last comment is yours, John.
No, I think the focus, Colorado is a mess. I agree with you 100%. My son lives in Gunnison, and so I kind of keep up. I listen to you most every day.
Thank you.
A great job.
They
don't always agree, and that's okay. That's freedom. But I think we do have to focus on enacting change. I agree with you 100% and not the past. I agree 100%. I think where I come from is simply I look at data, some of which is no longer posted. For whatever reason on CDC, when you look at a 1.6 kill rate, there are charts that they no longer put up. I used to get. I love analysis. I trade commodities for a living. And so me and my buddies, we study this stuff all the time and look at data. I'm looking at the data on screen now, which you're not privy to, and that's unfair to you. But I'm looking at data right now, and the majority of the higher rates, for sure, are 60 and above.
I agree.
Here.
I agree.
And so nobody wants to inject, and you agree on this too, I think.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to talk obesity, which a lot of majority of people are going in and are doing that as well.
Food, no, I agree. But if you go back, and this is why these things are variants, and here I am taking the last comment, but if you go back and the target, the variant then in 1918 that came where Fort Riley is today, it loved young people and the young men, and the GIs are living together in the barracks and they're living in these tents together. And that's what it lived for. And it would get on troop ships, and they would leave New York Harbor on a troop ship. By the time they get to London, or by the time they get to, where'd they docked in the southern part of England, everybody on the ship is either dead or sick.
And that's how, when it's like
in the Somme and in these places like Verdun, the Germans are so sick, they can't fight. And then it turns around and comes back, and what does it do? There wasn't any vaccines, but the thing morphed itself into a place where it just went away. You're a wonderful
call. Can we agree? Hey, final thought. Can we agree on this? Can we agree on this with everybody that they've done a horrible job? Our government's done a horrible job on communicating and confusing the living crap out of the American public.
Well said. Take care of yourself, man. Good call.
Linda, thank you.
Professional appraisal, all the valuables tucked away in your basement, sitting on a fortune in cash. David Ellison, Cherry Creek, kids are back in school, top dollar for diamonds and gold and sterling silver, wedding bands and Rolex watches, instant cash on the spot. David's been buying precious metals and antiques in Colorado for decades. David Ellis offers confidential evaluations on estate sale jewelry, precious metals, coins, silver sets, antique items. No obligation, free appraisals, private and confidential. If you're looking to buy a gift for somebody special, David is our guy. Best diamonds and best jewelry and beautiful, newly remodeled, expanded showroom with black awnings, 3rd and Clayton and Cherry Creek. 3rd and Clayton and Cherry Creek, DavidEllisJewelry.com. David Ellis, 303-322-8779. 303-322-8779. Park and walk in. You'll be glad that you did. See, that promo's nonsense. Dinesh D'Souza, that's nonsense. You know nothing of the history of what the United States, CIA, the petroleum multinationals, the military did, and what happened inside of Iran, and eventually they oust the Shah, and it falls in Jimmy Carter's lap, and you cut a promo like that, you do what you may. 303-696-1971, and that was what the Popeye's all about. Thursday morning, September 23rd, 2021, 83, warm and dry. Sunday, the MC1 honor run. I got to get there earlier, and Frank's coming on the show, Frank DeAngelis and Crystal Baldwin. I saw Sheriff Schrader last night and Mark Miller, and it's going to be quite an event on Sunday from Columbine High School. We'll go up to the summit. Rich Wyatt will be with us this morning for the Rich Wyatt part of the shoot. Let me do this, and then we'll play something for you. Only 22% of homeowners have refied their homes in the last year. That's nothing. And again, watching the Federal Reserve, you got to be careful here, and these rates are going to, well, you don't know what's going to happen, but they're currently at really all-time lows, meaning you may be paying too much for your home. So don't let it happen. Pick up your phone again and call American Financing, Colorado's home for home loans, and let their salary-based mortgage consultants provide you with a free, no-obligation mortgage review. You can learn more about low-rate loan programs that fit your budget better. Could mean up to thousands of dollars a month in monthly savings. It's a pay raise. I mean, it's like, create even a greater upfront savings, look into a low rate nowadays. And I'm telling you, pre-qualifying, as little as 10 minutes, I trust American. They did the job for me. For me, Mike. Call American Financing today, 303-695-7000. Do this, I mean, so just get it underway, save a bunch of dough, and you'll be, man, I was smart. 303-695-7000. Online, AmericanFinancing.net, NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate. Now, I guess this speaks for itself. We were, Billy and I, and wonderful Billy, as he's known as the weekend talk show host, allow people to attack my dear friend, wonderful Billy. Guy's got to learn some rules about talk radio. Billy set this up because we have talked about this insanity before. And I'm going to jump on the phone.
We found a clip online of Mike Lindell on a podcast show. And he goes a little bit strange. It basically is, there's a new study out there, and Mike Lindell demonstrates that, one, he hasn't read the study, and two, doesn't even understand the basic premise of the study. But here, let's listen to what Mike had to say about what the government's going to do and the coronavirus vaccine.
Love this.
And that's so wrong because he doesn't understand the study. He's saying, they're going to put in our salad dressing.
Yeah.
No.
French?
The study basically said, it'd be the French, of course. That'd be the only way it'd be the French or the Russian. You'd have to use those two. Yeah. That'd be a two. Nice job there. That was good. Well, what the study is, though, what happened in the study said that there is some chance that in the future, not tomorrow, not 6 months, not a year, but in the future, you possibly could get mRNA vaccines into plant life, meaning you could get it into things get into things like, you know, broccoli and lettuce. And it wasn't salad dressing. It was the plant life. And the reason for it was this, though, and this is the reason why they were talking about it. Again, this isn't anything they're actually really working on now that's coming to market. But what they're looking at is the problem with mRNA vaccines is the temperature in which you have to store them. And the doctors and the scientists are theorizing that you might not have to keep them as cold if they're in the plant life. That's what it was. It was a vast just theory about this could, and that's all that was.
IDM.
And from there, Mike Lindell went to salad dressing.
IDM.
They're going to kill us with the French.
Anytime you appear with the Bakers.
Yeah.
The game is over.
Yeah, that's done.
All right, email, really boils Rich White as a jailbird and a crook? Yes. The answer is yes. And he's coming in to talk about his life and what he did and some things that have happened to him since. Yes. Really boils ? Rich White as a jailbird and a crook? Yes. The answer is yes. He's going to do a shoot interview with us this morning, and I think it'll be powerful. Really boils? Yes. I want to tell you, Anderson, this thing lit me up like a rocket. I'm about 20 to 9 yesterday morning. We're tagging out the show, and, you know, you brain gas this stuff, and you get, where'd that come from, Peter? Tay Anderson is a made guy. And we had a guy call the show. It hadn't called the show a long, long time, and actually we met a couple of times. Really good guy, funny guy. He said, and so we're talking about why Tay Anderson isn't touched. And I said, he's a made guy. He's made. What do you mean he's made? You can't touch a made guy. Tay Anderson has gone to the mattresses right now. It's the mattress wars. He's gone to the mattresses. But remember, you can't clip a main guy. He's a good earner. He's the future of the Democratic Party in the state of Colorado, in the city of Denver. He's a made guy. He's been made. So before you go to whack a made guy, you got to go to the commission. Who's the commission? We talked about him. The school board. The city council. Hey, big Paul Castellano. That's right. John Gotti, huh? Vincent de Chin Gigante. You know, he's sitting in the cop shop. And you got to go to Big Paul Castellano. Or you got to go to Carmine the Snake Persico. All these guys I love reading about, right? Carlo Gambino. Old mustaches. You got to go to the old mustaches. And you got to ask permission. Joe DeBoss, Massarino. You got to ask if you can clip them. So nobody went to the commission. And a commission, you can't whack a made guy. Tay Anderson is a made guy. He's got his button. You know, Senator, a button. That's it. I was in all oil business with his father. Tay's a made guy. Jimmy Sangerberg does a good piece to him. Jimmy Sangerberg is doing great work. And Jimmy writes, he's taken down all of his stuff that I don't know anything about, these websites and stuff. Yeah, he's gone to the mattresses. There was a thing called the mattress wars. Hey, the Castellamano wars. Go to the mattresses. Okay? So he's a made guy. You can't whack a made guy. Do you think that Tay Anderson is going anywhere? They can't whack him. You got to go to the commission for permission. Right? So, well, there you go. Who's the capo di tutti capi, the boss of all bosses? I don't know. Hancock? Maybe so. So you go and you kiss the ring and you say, you sit down with the commission and you make, all right, remember you gotta hit this guy. I always loved in the end of Casino, he said, you think but these guys are going to go to prison? You know, somebody's going to get whacked. It ain't going to be Tay. Tay's got his button. He's a made guy. You don't whack a made guy. Don't you think? You got to get permission to whack a made guy. That's why when they whack bats, remember when they whack bats in a bar? Why eventually do they kill Tommy? Tommy was out of line. He whacked a made guy. And in the real mob stuff you read about, was probably John Gotti. Was probably behind the door when Tommy came in. Two-gun Tommy DeSimone. They whacked him. Why? Because he whacked bats. You can't whack a made guy. Tay Anderson's made. He's got his button. He ain't going anywhere. He's shut down. He's gone to the mattresses. Maybe somebody went to the commission. Maybe they didn't go. Maybe the commission sent the word down. Nah, he's a made guy. Leave him alone. He's a good earner. He's a little bit crazy, but he's a made guy. He's a good earner. So someday you'll see Senator Corleone. Someday you'll see Councilman Tay Anderson, State Rep Tay Anderson, Congressman Tay Anderson, Senator Tay Anderson, Mayor Tay Anderson. He's a made guy, and he ain't going to touch him. Remember, Billy, like, we're working at pro wrestling. It's a kick out. Tay Anderson, is he going to do a kick out, Billy? He's going to, one, two, he kicked out. Tay kicked out. It's a kick out. And that dawned on me last night, too.
It'll be that or it'll be a time limit draw.
Oh,
where they will just sit there and say, no, we're not going to do that. No. We're so concerned. Oh, ding, ding, ding. Oh, ding, another ding, election. Ding. I'm so sorry. We ran out of time.
On a two count, right?
Yeah.
Ref's on a two count. He puts his leg on the rope.
Yep, right at the end. Yeah. That's exactly it. And the problem is going to be is there are going to be Democrats all over the city, including people on the school board, jumping up and down, pointing to the ref. Look, foot on the ropes, foot on the ropes, foot on the ropes. So that's what they're going to do.
But Tay Anderson kicked out. And that dawned on me last night, too. I'm driving home and going, Tay kicked out. You know, just as the ref hitting for the three count, he kicked out.
Yeah.
Or the better one, when the heel pulls the guy's head up and won't take the three
count. Oh, yes. Oh. No, I'm not going to.
Is that the best?
That is the best.
When the heel grabs him by the hair and sets him up.
Nope, I'm not ready yet. Yeah.
He's not ready for that. He's going to punish him some more.
Yeah, and that's
the dusty screw job ending.
And the everything about this is that if it was Joe Doak's history teacher due to have his rear end a sling, if it was John Smith, volleyball coach, ass in a sling.
Yeah.
But Tay Anderson, school board member. No.
But he's made.
Yeah, that's
true. He's made. You can't touch him. He's a made guy. Email. Friend and I were in New York. We had dinner. We had to eat at Sparks. Sparks Steakhouse, where they whacked Tommy Bilotti. They whacked Tommy, and they whacked Big Paul. Sitting in the cars, John Gotti and Sammy the Bull, right? They watched the whack. He ain't going to get whacked. He's a made guy. He's got a button. All right, you heard the saying, health is wealth, and good health is any age is possible. I saw Dr. McCallum yesterday, and then we were texting about some other stuff. Doctor and her team at Cenogenics, a different approach to health care, disease prevention, and aging. You can't control how old you are, but you can control how you age. I'm an old man. Boy, do I know it. But I tell you what, man, go to the gym every day, ride motorcycles, can't wait for ski season. Get my leather gun. You can't hurt me. You can't hurt me, Ray. That was another one of those great moments, Raging Bull. You can't hurt me, Ray. I didn't go down, Ray. Doctor and her team can help you with your metabolism and hormones and keep you balanced and healthy. They create this guy just done on Sparks. Hey, you got to see it. Hey, that guy sends me a good email. That's true. He's got his button. You know, Senator. Dr. McCallum and her team can help you get your metabolism and hormones balanced and healthy. Create a program designed specifically for you, helping you focus, become stronger, and feel in control. Do not suffer. Please call her. Get the free 20 minutes on the phone. 720-387-3681. I was over there yesterday. Met a guy, a listener to the show, went on one of the cruises. We went to Alaska back when you could go before COVID. He said, I had a lousy time on your cruise. You had a lousy time. 720-387-3681. 720-387-3681. Denver.Cenogenics.com. Riders on the Storm. Good morning, everyone. Thursday, the 23rd morning of September 2021. Really beautiful day. 83 the high. But looking at Sunday, the MC1, the eighth time from we go from Columbine High School to the Summit. And coming up, Frank DeAngelis, we'll talk and we'll do it again. But if you ride a motorcycle, and doors are going to open at 7:15 now because there's been a lot of attention given. Last year, between the COVID and the cold weather, we had to move from the start. After all the different motorcycle runs and events that I've been lucky enough to be involved in, they always came from Columbine High School, from Emily's Parade and the MC1s. And then last year, they were the kind enough to take us in, Rocky Mountain Harley-Davidson, but it was cold and everything that happened. And so we're back to Columbine. It looks good. And so 7:15 now is going to be the opening gate. And so get up and roll early, Boyles. And so Frank will talk about it. And then Crystal Baldwin's back on, Sheriff Mark Lamb's on. And it's interesting, the reaction. I thank you to everybody here at 710K, and you must particularly what Mark Crowley did, but these shoot interviews, and they've been really successful. I mean, really, really successful. And the fourth one will be Rich Wyatt, who had a television series and ended up in federal prison. And he's home, and we've always been friends, been angry at him as much as anybody else. And I approached him to do a shoot, and he's agreed to shoot. So, like, you know, the anger levels are really particular, and so I thought that was interesting. Mark Lamb's on the show. Crystal's on the show. But think this thing over about Tay Anderson. He's a made guy. This is how Denver works. And I say, again, for the 80th time this morning, once you understand how organized crime works, then you understand how Denver works. Once you understand, you know, professional wrestling, then you understand how Denver works. This whole thing is a shoot. It's not a work. It's a shoot. And that's where the shoot comes from. But he's a made guy. Tay Anderson got his button. He got his button in far-left Democratic city politics. Ain't going to screw with him. He's a good earner. That's just the truth. There is no Spark Steakhouse, boys. That's not going to happen. So everybody can talk about it, but the bottom line is he's a made guy, or as we said, we're laughing at during the pause. Billy and I are big. The only true sport left is professional wrestling. Always has been. And it's a kick out. And what we just saw was Tay Anderson kick out. You know, they thought they had him covered. And they got to the two count. Or they had, it was the ref bump. That's what it was, Billy. Dawned on me. It was the ref bump. So it's time to go to Stanley Blackburn, the commissioner for the AWA. And he'll be barred from ringside for maybe a couple matches, but he'll be back. It'll be a lights-out match. All right, everybody, we turn around and come back with Frank for a second, continue on open lines, talking about, you know, George Bush is fundraising for Liz Cheney. There are so many layers to that. It is talk radio gold. Ready to pull the pin here, kid? All right. It happens. 83 will be the high today. Tomorrow, slightly cooler and 78 degrees. Stephen Tubbs this afternoon, 87 on Saturday, but boy, Sunday at Columbine. You can always go to the summit and see the bikes come in and get something to eat, and the guys from the summit are great, and we'll talk all about that. So, he's a made guy. He's a made guy. 710 KNUS.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.